attraction, you begin to understand that what that means is, as law of attraction is responding to this magnificent you that you have become, oh, there is a powerful energy moving in the direction of that. In other words, you create a current, a powerful current. And the inner being part of you is the headwaters of that current, so to speak, summoning all things that match that to that. So if you don't have enough money and you want more money, the source energy part of you becomes that vibrational equivalent of all the money that you've been asking for, all of the resources. If you are confused and you want greater clarity, even if you're not putting it into those words, the inner being part of you becomes the epitome of that clarity. And so that part of your being and law of attraction's response to that part of your being creates this powerful, 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 we cannot emphasize this enough, stream. So now, here you are, moving around in your physical form, having relationships with one another, having your own independent thoughts, looking at the world through your worldview eyes, and everything that you see causes you then to offer a vibrational signal. Now, we want you to realize that you could be looking at things that could be causing harmony with who you have become. In other words, you might be looking at someone who is incredibly prosperous, and you might be feeling appreciation for their prosperity. You might be admiring some aspect of them and feeling such positive emotion as you appreciate where they stand. And in that appreciation, the vibrational part of you in your human form is such a match to this stream that is flowing and to how your inner being feels about the same thing, that now in that vibrational alignment, this stream that is calling you, there is no resistance within you, and so you are going easily with the stream. And when that happens, you feel the feeling of elation. You feel the sensation of fast movement. You feel exhilaration. You feel vitality. You feel clarity. In other words, when you're thinking a thought that is in harmony with who you really are, then that means this powerful law of attraction that is responding to who you really are is summoning you in the direction of that. In other words, it's summoning everything that matched that. Now think about it. Think about what law of attraction really means, and think about what deliberate creation really is. Law of attraction is the engine or manager behind all of it, and so your life has caused you to become this, and we're going to do this the entire time that we are together because we want you to stop seeing yourself as the human being that you are and begin seeing yourself as the evolved being that you are, source energy in a physical body, giving birth to desires and then coming into alignment with those desires. You see how it works? So now, this source energy part of you, which law of attraction is responding to in the most dominant way, that you have been adding to incrementally, that is the non-physical stance from which all new birth takes place. In other words, this is now the most leading edge place in the universe. We want you to realize that everything that you see manifested around you was first thought and then thought form. And so it is not unusual at all for us to tell you that when you want something, it is done. In fact, it is so important for you to know it that we named a book that, Ask and It Is Given. Not Ask and Later Gator. Not Last and If You're Worthy. Not Last and Sometime in, Ask and Sometime in the Future. But when you ask, it is given. And humans say, oh, sounds sweet, Abraham, but if it's true, then where's my stuff? And we say, your stuff, all that you've been asking for, is somewhere between this you that you've become and this you that you are allowing yourself to be moment by moment. Some subjects you're allowing it in better, some subjects not so much. But in every case, everything that you have ever asked for has been given and stands waiting for you. But not just passively waiting for you. This is the part we want you to hear. Not just passively waiting for you, hoping that maybe someday you will find your way by stumbling across the right path. But stands in readiness for you, emitting a signal and broadcasting it to the boundaries of the universe,